Detroit News business columnist Daniel House is also on Mackinac Island this week, where he's been talking with leaders about one of the state's most pressing crises. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, in your column today, you wrote that that crisis is K through 12 education. What's your evidence for that?
Well, I think the evidence is a lot of the test scores that we see coming from students, fourth grade, eighth grade reading and math, continues to either decline or essentially flatline. It's not improving. And a lot of other states are improving. And so Michigan seems to be a place that is treading water as other states are getting their arms around it. Later today, former Governor Jeb Bush of Florida is going to talk to the group and talk about what kind of changes they made to make some real progress in educational attainment and achievement. And this isn't just in K through 12, it's in college, it's in graduate school, it's a community college, and that those schools are producing fewer of the graduates than the economy is demanding. It's really been a partisan union versus management type of debate for years about education policy in Michigan. And I think people are finally saying this is just not working, and there's a broad coalition of business leaders, educators, philanthropy coming together to try and forge a common agenda. It wouldn't be necessarily legislation, but would be a common agenda to kind of get the legislature and Governor Whitmer to get her arms around some of this stuff and move forward.
In your column, you cited some stats such as by 2030, Michigan is projected to be 45th in the nation for fourth grade reading, 37th for eighth grade math if we keep going the way we're going. Michigan used to be in the top 10. How are we failing? What's happened?
One of the answers that I keep getting from people is that we tend to be too short-term focused. And if you and your listeners can kind of think back on politics in Michigan over the last 20-plus years, it has been kind of a partisan pendulum. There's the Engler years going to one direction. There's the Granholm years going to another. The Snyder years going to another. And that a lot of the reforms that each of those administrations have brought in or tried to instill in Michigan has been short-term and then abandoned by their successors. And what we're being told, or I'm being told, is that long-term strategic stick-to-itiveness, for lack of a better term, is really what is needed here. And it's also a recognition that this is a statewide problem. It's not just a Detroit, Saginaw, and Flint problem. It's happening in suburban Oakland County. It's happening in suburban Grand Rapids. And essentially, the adults are in a position right now where they're failing the kids.
You know, everyone running for political office stresses how important education is to them. There's a lot of talk in Lansing about improving education. I mean, what more do you want? They're talking about it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's the real problem, is there's a lot of lip service, but the stats do not back that up. And I think the real sum total of why I wrote the piece and why it's that whole issue is so big on the agenda up here is this notion among people in the business community, particularly, that, quote, people don't know about this crisis, end quote. And as people were saying that to me in reporting the piece, I said to them on multiple occasions, I said, you know, I and others, and I'm not the only one by any stretch, have been writing or broadcasting about some of these issues for years. So for people to say they don't know, it's like, where have you been? And then the answer oftentimes is that most folks say, well, my school district and my kids are doing fine. It's yours that's screwed up. And because we have this balkanized system of 550-some districts and they're not connected financially, you can't have the kind of massive financial crisis that we had with the auto companies in 2009 or the city of Detroit in 2013. And change has been driven a lot of times in Michigan by massive financial crises in which the people involved have no other option but to, in these cases, seek bankruptcy. Well, you can't seek bankruptcy protection for 550 school districts. So the question then becomes, how do you get your arms around it? And that's really the challenge before people.
Daniel Howes is business columnist for the Detroit News and a regular commentator here on Michigan Radio. Thanks, Daniel. Enjoy the conference.
Thank you.